Time for your people in the neighborhood. Of course, people in your neighborhood brought to you by Becky Potts of State Farm Insurance.
For over 100 years, State Farm Insurance has been there to help whenever you need them. The team at Potsdam State Farm is your central South Dakota good neighbor. While technology may have changed, you can always expect top-notch customer service from Potsdam State Farm. They'll take care of your insurance and financial needs, where good neighbor service is their continued priority. Potsdam State Farm Insurance, with offices in Pierre and Gregory.
The people in your neighborhood, the people that you meet each day.
And it is time for People in Your Neighborhood, a very busy People in Your Neighborhood this morning. Going to start off right now talking with Shane Cramey with the Fort Pierre Chamber. And Shane, of course, we had a busy weekend last week in Fort Pierre, but what's going on this week?
Yeah, we did have a busy weekend and had a little moisture there last Friday, and it was good to see a little rain in the area, so things are looking up nice and cool morning, and onward we go to the next event. So this weekend at the Stanley County Fairgrounds will be the River Ludeman Memorial Team Roping. So I understand there will be about 300 participants, and they will enter more than once. So there will be about 1,000 team ropings at the Stanley County Fairgrounds this weekend. You can go to a Facebook page and check that out and get a hold of them if you're interested in that, or just stop by and take a look and see what's going on.
Absolutely.
So then after that, on Wednesday, at the Expo Center and the Fairgrounds, we're going to host the South Dakota State Surplus Auction. Of course, there'll be some items in the Expo Center, the smaller items. You can walk through them, take a look. That gets started about 9 o'clock. They will be on the cars and the larger equipment, they'll bring the cars into the Expo as well, and the larger equipment's out on the racetrack. And they'll get started on that about 11 o'clock. And looking on the sale bill, I think there's about 30 to 40 vehicles that are sitting in the parking lot. And those are available for people to swing by and take a look at now. And those, of course, the doors will be open on the Expo, and you can take a look around there in a couple days as well. So encourage everyone to stop over. We will serve lunch on the grounds on Wednesday and have a little breakfast, have some donuts and hot coffee as well. So swing by and take a look at all that good stuff.
Absolutely.
Then at the Stanley County Fairgrounds on September 13th, we'll be bucking on the river. I'm sure you've all heard about that. Should be a great event. Hopefully it'll stay dry and the weather will work out for them. They're going to have all their annual great events and look forward to that. And then Trey Lewis will perform in the Expo Center after all of the exciting rodeo action at the fairgrounds. So we welcome them to the Stanley County Fairgrounds and encourage everyone to stop over. You can take a look at their Facebook page or get a hold of Blake Paxton and discuss about that. I'm sure they're looking for other contestants and bull riders and bronc riders and whatever else they need to pull off that great event. So encourage everyone to stop over and see what's going on at the fairgrounds. Then after that, on October 1st, the Fort Pierre Chamber, we will serve West Central Electric. They're going to have their annual meeting in the Expo Center. We'll help serve them a meal. There'll be about 400 attendees of that. So if you're a member of West Central Electric, encourage you to stop by the Expo. We look forward to seeing you there. And then, of course, the Vrendrye Benevolent Association, we will host the 77th anniversary of Fort Pierre Horse Racing on October 4th and 5th at the Stanley County Fairgrounds. It's a kind of annual tradition. It is a showcase event for South Dakota horse racing. We will feature we will have about $100,000 in purses and incentives and welcome these equine competitors to town. Great trainers, great owners. Encourage everyone to stop by. We'll open the gates about 11 o'clock each morning. You can come in and get your refreshments, get your popcorn, get your program, get settled in the fairgrounds, visit with some people you might not have seen for a while, and soak up that fairgrounds atmosphere. We're going to have those kids' stick horse races in between races. And what's also become so big about it is we gather up close to $3,000 in gift cards from local businesses. Can't say enough about our local sponsors. And in between races, we will do drawings for those gift cards. So it's become a large thing for people to get their name and put in the spinner there and draw out their name. And if they might have had a losing pari-mutuel ticket, and then they might win a $50 or $25 gift card to their favorite steakhouse or grocery store or whatever else. So we're looking forward to having a good time at the Stanley County Fairgrounds. Encourage everyone to come out. Like I say, can't say enough about our local sponsors. They make this thing happen. We work hard. And I encourage everyone to get out all these local events that are happening in your area. It doesn't matter if it's in this community, but get out and support them. They work hard to pull these things off. Enjoy the weather, enjoy the good conversation, and just support your local community.
And of course, if folks want to check out all these events, they can always do that by going to the Fort Pierre Chamber website.
You can go to the Fort Pierre Chamber website, and we've got a schedule of events on there. And of course, that's hooked up with all of the other organizations in Fort Pierre, so you can see what's going on. It's all kind of coordinated. Happy to report that. So things are looking up, and yeah, take a look and see what's going on. There'll be something going on in Pierre, Fort Pierre, around your local community, and get out and enjoy everything that's happening.
Absolutely. Again, talking with Shane Cramey with the Fort Pierre Chamber, with our people in your neighborhood this morning. Shane, thanks so much for coming in.
Thanks for having me.
All right. Well, we're going to transition and move over to the capital city side of the river this morning, and Danny with the Pierre Chamber of Commerce. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Doing fine. So what's going on here in the capital city now that we've crossed the river and moved back over?
Absolutely. So, you know, with us being the Pierre Area Chamber, we do a lot of things around the community as a whole. One of the things that we did do recently was back in August, and I just didn't want to do one final thanks to everyone who was able to join us for Glow Golf. We hosted that over at Dunes for this tournament. And if you've never done it before, it is amazing. Would recommend. It's a lot of fun. It's at night. You got glow-in-the-dark golf balls. But yeah, once again, big thank you to everyone who made it possible. We're super excited for next year, and we're ready to go for that. The other things that we do want to cover here gets us into present time, and that takes us to today, actually. We have the Bankwest and James Valley ribbon cutting, which is going to be today at 4:30. I believe it'll be hosted from 4:30 to, I think, 6 or so. And they'll have a bunch of door prizes. I heard there's a Yeti cooler involved. There's going to be a lot of food. And they're ready just to welcome James Valley Landscape Nursery out of Mitchell to Pierre. And also celebrate their new plaza. So if you've been seeing that construction happen all through this past summer, that is what we are going to be celebrating today. So very thrilled to be doing that with them. Next up, we have CAN, Capital Area Networking, and that is going out next Wednesday. This is the first one we've had since the summer. So just if you kind of missed those or you were kind of curious about that, that is why we just decided to take the summer off for it. But yes, September 10th, we will have the importance of telling your brand's story. So we've got some ladies from Karsh Hagen out of Denver, Colorado. They are flying into Pierre to come talk to you guys. So would recommend if you guys can come on down, you're more than welcome to join us. You don't have to be a member for this. But yeah, we're super excited. It'll be 8 to 9 in the morning. So come check us out September 10th. Next thing we've got going on here is Leadership Pierre. We want to do just our kind of thank yous for that. We have our first session coming up here next Thursday. And big thanks to Bankwest. They're our champion sponsor, ISG. They're our session sponsor, Capital City Campus. They are our classroom sponsor. And one final one to River Cities Transit. They have been bussing this group around for the last couple of years. And so super big thanks to all of those people. And then we're also super excited because this will be our first session with Eric Thurwanger, the author of the Think Great Foundation. So very thrilled to be able to see all of these people. Next up, we've got our member benefits class. That is going to be September 18th. This is going to be a class that just basically tells you what is the chamber, what we do, how to handle your accounts with us, and how to get the most benefit out of everything that you signed up. And then lastly here, I've got driving into next month. So we have coming up here, and we are quickly spearheading into it, Rooster Rush. So that is going to be our pheasant opener, and we do it, we partner with Travel South Dakota, and that's going to start technically the 13th, but obviously everyone's closed for Native American Day. So we'll be starting the 14th. We'll have Rudy the Rooster. He's going to be cruising around town, and then we'll be doing the storefront decorating contest. So for those of you who are interested in being a part of that, definitely go check out our website. It's just www.pierre.org. Or go check out our Facebook, which is just the Pierre Area Chamber of Commerce. And that can give you all the details on how to sign up and how to get involved with it. We really encourage businesses to get involved. We love to post about you guys. You do not have to be a member for it. This is through our tourism department, our CVB. But yeah, we have got Rooster Rush is coming up. It's a little early in the morning, I think. But definitely check that out, and that'll be starting right away here in the next few weeks.
Absolutely, and I'm looking forward to Rooster Rush. Of course, I grew up in Minnesota, mm-hmm. and we were, deer hunting, and, that was our big thing. And then you come out here, and Yeah, everything is Rudy's and Rooster's.
Yes.
So
yep, looking it definitely
looking forward to that later this fall. So.
Yep. Yep, definitely. We are no shortage of pheasants.
Absolutely. Again, talking with Danny with the Pure Area Chamber of Commerce this morning on People in Your Neighborhood. Danny, thanks so much for coming in.
Yes, thank you.